Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we are joined by Knoxville Community School District Superintendent Cassie Pearson to talk about last Monday night's school board meeting. School board meeting on Monday night, and really one of the topics that came up was mental health training for teachers for the Knoxville Community School District. What type of training are the teachers going to be going through?
Mental health first aid class is a new opportunity for us, and Stacy Haas from Marion County Public Health will be presenting this coursework to our teachers. We have 90 staff members that are so dedicated, they're going to take this class over spring break. And so we're really excited to have 3 days of training for some staff members around mental health. And the rest of our staff members will be trained in June of this year. So by the start of next school year, all of our staff will have had the mental health first aid class. That class to us is so important because it really puts things into perspective for looking at folks who might be struggling with everyday stressors and giving us some strategies to help work with them before it turns into a crisis. And I think that's one of the pieces that have been lacking for training for our teachers and our associates, our cooks, custodians, bus drivers, administrative assistants. Everyone is going to end up taking this course just to have a little bit better handle on how we as individuals can be part of the solution with the mental health crisis. So that's really what we are focused on right now. We're excited to have it so close and that training to be available to all of our staff.
One of the struggles of being a teacher or a staff member today is just the amount of training that you get. And I know it's not always easy to absorb all of it. How is the Knoxville Community School District dealing with the amount of training and also helping teachers implement that into their everyday work?
Our teachers are phenomenal. I wish I could have everyone in our community see how dedicated they are and the amount of new information that they have to absorb in a year and put into practice and assess. They do everything from learning about new reading strategies and math strategies, how to connect with kids, how to engage kids so that the kids take responsibility for their own learning, along with things like mental health and safety and security practices that we are changing. Just our world is changing so quickly. Teachers have to stay on top of that and ahead of the curve, and it is not an easy task, and our staff just does an amazing job of really being dedicated and spending the time and energies to do the very best job we can.
Another thing decided at the school board meeting was, of course, partnering with some local businesses, and I know that's a huge part, is making everything local and I think a little easier to communicate with.
It is. Kind of sticking with that mental health and crisis type of planning, one of the things that the school board agreed to was with the Marion County Emergency, we have an agreement now to, they could use our buses and drivers and our facilities if there is an emergency situation right here in Knoxville. And continuing to strengthen those partnerships, I think, is important. The plans we put in place, the hope is we never have anything here, but if we do, we want to be prepared and we want to be able to be part of the solution. So those types of partnerships are really important. The other partnerships that we continue to develop is on the business aspect. And again, very pleased that when we go to buy products, if we can find local vendors or local businesses to support, we're trying to do that. The board on Monday night approved a bid for a new truck for us from Motor Inn. So again, being able to support locally is so important. The other thing that the board approved is a change in our internet provider. We had been with the ICN, which is a statewide program, and we will be switching to Mediacom and have a local rep, and you know, some of that tax dollars then stays right here, and we really appreciate the opportunities to be able to do that on several fronts.
What can we look forward to for the next couple of weeks until the next Knoxville School Board meeting?
The exciting thing for us coming right back on March 19th, we have a showing of Screenagers. The kids will be watching it during the school day from grades 4 through 12. And then at night, we have a community showing at 6:30. We invite anyone to come. We know screens, whether it's a computer screen or a telephone screen or a cell phone screen, are just such a prevalent part of all of our lives, and they impact us in ways that we really hadn't thought too much about until more recently. So I think that documentary and the mediator conversation afterwards is going to be really powerful and thought-provoking. We would love for people to join us at KPAC. It's free. thanks to our friends at Iowa State Savings Bank who are sponsoring this. And come join us for that on March 19th. And I have a feeling it's going to be a great discussion.
Thanks to Cassie Pearson for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.